Yaraysa.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Yumun and Heyman Aleph. We're holding on the last line on the Dalam Abeis. So says the Gemara, Nato Sadam Mishma marries by Vechulu. We mentioned the Mishnah. The Gemara is really going to focus on the Hemshech of the Mishnah. That when he sprinkled upwards and downwards, but he didn't try to dafka sprinkle in a specific place. Ela Kematzlef. So says the Gemara, my Kematzlef, what's his comparison to a Matzlef? What's a Matzlef? Machvir of Yehuda Kemenagda. He showed that it's like a person giving Malkus, that when he whips, he doesn't whip in the same exact spot each time, rather he changes spot. So to hear the Kohen Gadol, when he sprinkled the dam, he didn't try to sprinkle in a specific spot, rather was just upwards and downwards. Says the Gemara, Tanu learned in the Braise, Keshehu Mazza Einei Mazza La Kapayres. He doesn't sprinkle actually on the Kapayres, touching the Kapayres, Ela Keneged Oivir Shal Kapayres. He just sprinkles Keneged it, meaning facing it towards it, it doesn't even touch the Kapayres, Rashi says. Keshehu Mazza La Maila Metzadid Yadu Lamata. So when it says that he sprinkles upwards and downwards, what does it mean? If he's not sprinkling, actually even touching the kapayres, so what does it mean, upwards and downwards? It means that the direction that he flicks his hand. Like, kishu maza lamayla, when he sprinkles upwards, so mitzadid yado lamata, so the back of his hand is facing downwards, and he flicks his hand upwards. Kishu maza lamata, mitzadid yado lamayla. And when he sprinkles downwards, so he has the back of his hand facing upwards, and then he flicks his hand in a downward motion. Kishu mazalamat tzimtzad yadulmal, and he flicks his hand in a downward motion. So says the Gemara, minani mili. Rashi explains what's the makar that he doesn't actually touch the kapayres when he sprinkles the dam; he just sprinkles in front of it. Amar of Acher by Yaakov, Amar Rabbi Zera, Amar Krab, because the pasuk says by the Sawyer, it says vihiza isay ala kapayres v'lufnei kapayres. He sprinkles it lamaylo, and then he sprinkles it lamata. So now, lo yomer lamata b'sayer d'loy tzarach. The Torah doesn't even tell us how many times he sprinkles downward. So we're going to see soon that anyways we learn it out from the par. So why not just leave it out completely? Why does the Torah even mention v'lefnei hakapayres that he sprinkles downwards? Anyways, the gamar mimata the par. Anyways, we're going to have to learn it out from the par. So lama nemer. So why does the Torah have these extra words? Lakushe al lifnei. It must be to make it that we compare al to lifnei. That ma lifnei d'lava al. Just like presumably when he sprinkles in front of the kapayres, so that means it's not touching the kapayres. Af al de laval, even though when it says al, it doesn't really mean that he actually has to touch the kapayres, it just means towards the kapayres, but it doesn't actually touch the kapayres. Says the Gemara, we can make a drasha the exact opposite way. The Torah didn't have to tell us about lamayla of the par. The Torah doesn't tell us how many times to sprinkle upwards. So it's not needed. The whole thing's not needed. The gamar mimayla the sawyer. Anyways, we're going to see soon that being that the Torah doesn't tell us how many times he sprinkles upwards, so we're going to learn it out from the sawyer, that just like the sawyer, he sprinkled one time upwards, so to the par, he sprinkles one time upwards. So what was the point of the Torah even mentioning it? So lama namar, so why does the Torah even mention the fact that he sprinkles upwards by the par? It must be to compare lifnei to al, that not al, al mamish, af lifnei, al mamish, just like al. When it says al, presumably that means touching the kapayres. So too, when it says lifnei, it really has to touch the kapayres. So maybe that's the way we should darshan the pasuk. And really, when he sprinkles the dam, it does have to touch the kapayres. Says the Gemara, haimai. No. It makes sense. So it comes out we have two different possible ways of dashing the Torah. Do we say that the words should we dashing it from the Sayer, or should we dashing it from the Par? So says the Gemara, of course we should dashing it from the Sayer. That would make the most sense, because then everything is being used. So lamayla beparmi boyle lechadatanya. So the lamat of the sayer would obviously be for this drasha, and even the lamayla of the par, we have a different drasha for the lamayla of the par. Like we learned in the brayso, lechadatanya devir Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. The tana devir Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. He taught that al pnei kapayres kedma. The Torah says by the par that he sprinkles upwards al pnei kapayres kedma. That zebona av the komakrim shnemar pnei ein elokadim. That any time it says pnei, it means kedma. It means kadim. It means eastward. So we still learn out something from the lamayla of the par. But if you say that we should darshan this drasha linyan Yom Kippur from the lamayla of the par that it always has to touch the kapayres, so then lamata de sayer lamayasa. So then we're still going to have shver. So what's the lamata of the sayer coming to teach us? And we don't have any drasha for there. So it must be that this hekesh of the Avodas Yom Kippur we should learn out from the lamata of the sayer that it doesn't have to touch, does not have to touch, and the lamayla of the par we use for a different drasha. So this is the makar that when the Kohen Gadol sprinkles the dam, it never has to actually touch the kapayres. Says the Gemara Vayta, Tan Rabbanan. V'hizai sal al-kapayras v'lefnei al-kapayras. It says, by the Sawyer, these sprinkles upwards, and then these sprinkles downwards. So now, when he sprinkles upwards, the Torah says a b'loshen yachet. So presumably, that's one time. But then it says he sprinkles downwards, and it doesn't tell us how many times. So l'manu kamu l'mayla b'sawyer acha. So we know how many times he sprinkles upwards by the Sawyer, because it says b'loshen yachet, so must be it's one time. But l'mata b'sawyer, any idea kamu, but I don't know how many times he sprinkles downwards. So it says, the b'raisa harini done. We have to use our heads. Nemru damim l'mata b'parv, nemru damim l'mata b'sawyer. There's two times that we find sprinkling downwards, both by the par and by the sawyer. So ma l'mata b'par sheva, f'l'mata b'sawyer sheva. By the par, the Torah specifies that it's seven times, so too, we should learn out from there that so too by the sawyer it's seven times. Says the b'raisa, y'klach l'darach zu, or maybe we should darsh in the Torah this way. That nemru damim l'mata b'sawyer, nemru damim l'mata b'sawyer. It says to sprinkle the sawyer dam upwards, and it says to sprinkle the sawyer dam downwards. Mala maila b'sawyer achas, aflamata b'sawyer achas. Just like when he sprinkles upwards, it's one time, so maybe we should darshan that so too when he sprinkles downwards, it's one time. So should we learn out the down, so again, the Torah doesn't tell us how many times he sprinkles downwards by the sawyer. So should we learn it out from upwards of the sawyer, because it's both sawyer, or should we learn it out from downwards of the par, because it's both downwards? Well, says the Gemara, near l'midayma, which one is it more similar to? Maybe you would say, done in mata mimata, compare downwards to downwards. Ve'ain done in mata milamala, don't compare downwards to upwards, and therefore we should learn it out from the par. Says the Gemara, adarabba, done in gufay migufay, learn out sawyer from sawyer. Ve'ain done in gufay mi'alma, don't learn out sawyer from par, so we could have a svar either way. So how do we darsh in the Torah? Says the Gemara, says the Braisa, tamalayma, therefore the Torah tells us by the sawyer, it says, va'as as damai kasher asuladama par. It says you should do for its dam like you did for the dam of the par. She'ain tamulaymer kasherasa. These words are extra. Uma tamulaymer kasherasa. So why does the Torah say it? She would call us the ice of shavos to teach us that the sprinklings of the sawyer should be the same as the par. That kashem shalamata b'par sheva kach lamata b'sawyer sheva. That just like the lamata of the par was seven times, so too the lamata of the sawyer is seven times. So now lamanu kamu lamata b'par u'b'sawyer sheva. So now it comes out we know how many times he sprinkled downwards both by the par and by the sawyer. Seven times. L'mayla b'par in yedei kama, but I have no idea how many times he sprinkled upwards by the par. By the pasuk of the par, so it says that he sprinkled seven times downwards, it doesn't tell us how many times he sprinkles upwards. So if I had rainy done, let's use our heads. Nemru dam l'mayla b'sawyer, nemru dam l'mayla b'par, it says upwards both by the sawyer and by the par. Malamayla b'sawyer achas, af l'mayla b'par achas. So just like the upwards of the sawyer was one time, so too the upwards of the par should be one time. Eklach l'darach zu, or maybe go this way with it. Nemru dam it says to sprinkle downwards by the par, and it says to sprinkle upwards by the par. Malamata b'par sheva, afamailu b'par sheva. So too, let's learn out from Lamato that it's seven times, that when he sprinkles upwards by the par, it's seven times. So says the Gemara near l'midayma. Let's see which one it's more comparable to. On the one hand, done in mailu mimailu. Maybe we should learn out upwards of the par from upwards of the sawyer, because it's both upwards. Ve'ain done in mailu mimata. Don't learn out upwards from downwards of the par. Or adarabba, maybe we could say the exact opposite, that done in gufay megufay, learn out par from par. Ve'ain done in gufay me'alma, don't learn out par from the sawyer. So tamu leimer, the Torah says, v'asa es damai kasher asa, the same drasha as before, she'ain tamu leimer kasher asa, ma tamu leimer kasher asa, she'u kol asi yisav shavayis, that they should be exactly the same. And therefore, the Gemara sums it up, k'shem shalamata b'par sheva, kach lamata b'sawyer sheva, that just like the lamata of the par, the Torah specifies seven, so to the lamata of the sawyer, where the Torah didn't specify, it's supposed to be seven, because they're supposed to be the same. Ukashem shalamaila v'sayer achas, just like lamaila of the sayer, it's one time, like the Torah specified. Kach lamaila b'par achas, so too the lamaila of the par, even though the Torah didn't specify, it must be, it's supposed to be one time, so that the sprinklings of the par and the sayer should be the same. Says the Gemara Vayter, achas u'shtayim. We said that as he sprinkles, he counts. Tan Rabbanan, when he sprinkles upwards, so he says achas, and then he sprinkles downwards, and he says achas v'achas, achas u'shtayim, achas v'shalosh, achas v'arba, achas v'chamish, achas v'shesh, achas v'sheva. Divrei Rabbi Meir. That's the nusach that Rabbi Meir said that the Kohen Gadol uses. Rabbi Yehuda Imer, a different nusach. Then he counts achas, achas v'achas, achas v'shtayim, shtayim v'achas, shalosh v'achas, arba v'achas, chamish v'achas, shesh v'achas, sheva v'achas. He counts the specific specific number first. He counts the specific number first, and then he goes back to the old number. The light pligi says the Gemara, it's not a machlekes marki asri marki asri. It's different in hagam and how to count in general. When you count, let's say you want to say the number 21. So do you say esrim v'achat, esrim v'shtayim, esrim v'shalosh? Do you count the general number first and then the specific number, or do you say shtayim v'esrim, shalosh v'esrim, arba v'esrim, and count the specific number before the general number? Says the Gemara, but the kuli amu mi'as hazar rishay netzricha minyan. It comes out everybody holds that you have to always im kolachas v'achas. Everybody holds you have to constantly recount the sprinkling upwards. You don't just count the sprinkling upwards and say achas, and then count achas shtayim shalosh arba chamesh sheva, and just count the sprinkling downwards. You always have to go back to the time that you sprinkled upwards. So the Gemara wants to know my time. What's the makar? What's the reason that he always mentions the sprinkling upwards? So says the Gemara, machlekes Rabbi Lazar amar shlo yite b'hazoy. Rabbi Lazar says it's a practical thing, so he shouldn't make a mistake. Having to recount the sprinkling upwards is going to slow him down so that he doesn't come to make a mistake. Rabbi Yechlin says that no, it's an actual drush. It's a pasuk. Amar Kra, the Torah says, V'lefneha kaperis yaza. It says that he sprinkles downwards. Now, the whole context of the pasuk is sprinkling. So the Torah, she'en tamul leimer yaza. The Torah didn't have to say the word yaza. Ma tamul leimer yaza. Why does the Torah say it? Limid al hazar, rishoynet etzricha midinim kol achas v'achas. To teach us about the first hazar, that he always has to count it. That even when he's sprinkling downwards, he has to count the sprinkling upwards. My benai, what's going to be the nafkamina between Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yechnon? Ika benayu du layman of layta. Says the Gemara, the nafkamina will be, if let's say he didn't count, but also he didn't make a mistake. So according to Rabbi Lazar, it was just so that he doesn't make a mistake. And Lamaisa here, anyways, he didn't make a mistake, so he won out. But if you Rabbi Yechnon, then no, it's a chiev that he has to count. We learn it out from the word yaza, and Rashi says it's ma'akev, because the Torah says chukah, so then it's going to actually be, according to Rabbi Yechnon, it's actually going to be ma'akev if he doesn't count.